A priest and five parishioners were killed on Sunday when a gunman attacked a Catholic church in Burkina Faso. The attack comes a few weeks after a similar shooting left six dead at a Protestant church in the northern region of the country. These are just the latest in a string of attacks in the West African nation where terrorism has surged in recent years. At the same time, the Trump administration has announced the military will scale down the United States' troops' presence in Africa by roughly 10%. Corinne Dufka is with me to explain the situation. She's West Africa Director for Human Rights Watch. Corinne, thanks for being back with us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
So why are these attacks in Burkina Faso targeting churches?
Well, indeed, the armed Islamists have been present and have been increasing their attacks in Burkina Faso since 2016. And the priests and the religious individuals are just one category of people who are being attacked in Burkina Faso. Since 2016, the armed Islamists who came down from Mali, where you'll recall they took over the northern part of the country in 2012, have been attacking agents of the state like mayors and municipal councillors and any representative of the government, and as well members of Christian faiths, Catholics, and others, like the attack that happened last week. Now, they're attacking these individuals. First, they attack members of the state as part of classic insurgency to try to rid the areas that they are trying to increase their influence of a representation of the state. And, of course, the Christians they're attacking because, they increasingly see them as being, an enemy of and frustrating their growth of Islam in Burkina Faso.
Why is there a surge in attacks, Corinne?
For a few different reasons. First of all, the Islamists have been present in Burkina Faso since late 2015, but really 2016. They've launched a few devastating attacks on the capital, Ouagadougou, that killed dozens of people. And they're concentrating their recruitment efforts on a particular ethnic group, which is present in northern Burkina Faso, which, of course, borders Mali. This is part of the Islamist expansionist strategy in West Africa. They're exploiting grievances with the government. They're exploiting religious differences. They're exploiting grievances like corruption and land and competition over land and water to make inroads with certain populations. I mean, it's part of their expansionist strategies in West Africa. And what's very worrying is that Burkina Faso is what we would call a linchpin country. It really sits, it's surrounded by six countries, and it sits between the Sahel, which is the northern, more arid regions of Africa, and then elsewhere in West Africa. And so it's a very important country. It's a very strategic country, of course, for the Islamists, and their spread from northern Burkina Faso into the center and the east is one of the reasons why the international community is so very worried at this moment.
And we know that the Trump administration, as we mentioned at the top, has decided to pull back on the number of troops in the region. What impact, if any, will that have on Burkina Faso?
Well, it won't have too much of an impact because, in recent years, the American strategy has been sort of to have a light footprint with regards to boots on the ground. And their assistance has largely been on trying to reform the ministries of defense and do a lot of training, including in counterterrorism training. That said, they do have special forces, as we know from the attack that killed several of them in Niger. So I don't think it'll have too much of a difference, but they are playing a very important training role. And this is very important because the Burkina Faso government has adopted a very heavy-handed approach to counterterrorism, in which me personally, my research has documented scores of killings by the Burkina Faso security forces targeting suspects, people that they suspect to support the Islamist groups. And this strategy is extremely worrying because it only serves to alienate populations and to push even more people into the hands of the jihadists.
What impact could the growing influence of a lot of these extremist groups have on the surrounding region, Corinne?
Well, that's very worrying indeed. As of 2018, they started to increase their attacks in eastern Burkina Faso, which borders Ghana, Togo, Benin, and Cote d'Ivoire. And as I mentioned, Burkina Faso is surrounded by six countries. We're already seeing incidents of attacks or the presence of these groups in other countries. Last week, there were two French tourists who were kidnapped from Benin, and they were later rescued along with an American and a South Korean woman by a French special forces raid. But this is one of the first attacks we've seen, and certainly one of the first kidnappings by Islamist groups that we've seen in Benin. And I hear from my sources that suspects who are from these a few of these different countries have been detained by some of the security forces in the region. So it's extremely worrying, and which is why we're really pushing Burkina Faso, Mali, and other countries to adopt a rights-respecting counterterrorism strategy, because when they kill suspects, when they fail to abide by the rule of law, it's just complicating their ultimate goal of addressing the presence and the spread of these groups.
Corinne Dufka is the West Africa Director at Human Rights Watch. Corinne, thanks for being with us.
Thanks so much.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With 3 updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.